Dr. Seuss's birthday is coming up on March 2nd, and to celebrate the much-loved stories of this children's author, the United Way of Greater Chattanooga is hosting Read Across Chattanooga, March 4th through the 8th. Kelly Knave from United Way joins me with details on how the Scenic City celebrates Seuss. Read Across America is a national program, and Read Across Chattanooga is, of course, our regional response to Read Across America in celebration of Dr. Seuss's birthday and children's literacy.
Education and children's literacy is a major focus for United Way because we know kids need to read to succeed. If children know how to read by the time they enter kindergarten or first grade, if they love reading, and if they remain lifetime readers through third and fourth grade, then it is more likely those kids are going to stay out of trouble, they're going to do well in school, they're going to proceed normally and on track and graduate when they should, and they're probably going to go on to either college or trade school. And that's what kids need to succeed. And so it all begins when they're young and getting them to love reading. And there's no better way to get a child to love reading than Dr. Seuss books.
I grew up with Dr. Seuss books, and they were such an important part in my life. And now, two, three generations later, they're still very popular books, even though there are still a lot of alternatives. Part of that is repetitive sounds, the rhyming schemes, and just the general silliness of some of the stories. Children can identify with that.
Dr. Seuss books are very whimsical. He wrote his books for approximately 60 years. He wrote his first books in the early 1930s, and he wrote his last book, Oh, the Places You'll Go, in 1991. He had a very long career, and everyone has loved his books for ages. And, you know, with it being Read Across America Week, so many schools are doing special programs for kindergarten and first grade usually, but that's it. The reason we're doing a public event and doing a week-long event is so many kids come to us and they're like, you know, we want Dr. Seuss too, and they're either too young for school or they're too old. They're in second or third grade and they're not doing it anymore. So this is a way for all kids to get to enjoy Dr. Seuss and Cat in the Hat at no charge, and they have multiple opportunities to come and participate, so hopefully no one will be left out.
As full disclaimer, I'm one of the readers that have participated in Read Across Chattanooga, and it's not just children that stop and listen. I have seen shoppers at Hamilton Place Mall that are adults that literally stop and listen to a Dr. Seuss book with smiles on their faces.
That's right. Well, the great thing about this event and about Dr. Seuss is, you know, it's a very communal activity. Everyone can participate and join in together, and it's a great family activity. It's a great time for parents and children to spend time together, and that's an important thing for children's literacy, is having parents share books with their children and reading to them, because, you know, when parents love books and when they share books with children, that reinforces the literacy that helps children be better readers, which then in turn ultimately helps them be better students.
In addition to having someone reading books most of the time during the Read Across Chattanooga events, you also have community partnerships with engaging activities for family and children.
That's right. We have many partners who are helping us with this program. And first, we have what we call our story time hours. And those are going to be Tuesday, March 4th through Friday, March 7th. We will be at the center stage at Hamilton Place Mall each of those evenings from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And there will be a different organization out there with readers and different activities. So on Tuesday night, WTCI is going to be out there with Oh, the Places You'll Go. And they'll have celebrity readers and an activity. Then on Wednesday night, it's going to be the public library. And they're going to have Horton Hears a Who, and they're going to be making Horton Ears and Noses. Then on Thursday night, we're going to have the Chattanooga Zoo join us, which they're a new partner this year. And they're going to be reading the book, If I Ran the Zoo, and they'll have activities to go with that. Then on Friday evening, we have another new partner this year, Barnes & Noble. And they will be reading Green Eggs and Ham and having coloring and matching activities to go with that. And of course, then Saturday is the big Dr. Seuss birthday celebration. It begins at 11 a.m. It doesn't end until 2 p.m. All of the organizations that joined us during the week will be back out there again, along with the Bookmark Fairy. We'll be making Horton masks, we'll be making bookmarks, we will be making Cat in the Hat hats, we will be making, you know, all sorts of different things. WTCI will have games out there and activities. The Cat in the Hat will be making visits all throughout the week. He will be joining us on the weeknights, and he will also be joining us on Saturday. And then also on Saturday, we've got the Great American Cookie Company, which is a partner who will be giving out free cookies. We will also be giving out a free Dr. Seuss book to the first 500 children who join us while supplies last. But that will be from 11 to 2, or until books run out. But then we'll also have our Project Ready for School department there. They will be at the play area from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and they will be giving children under the age of 5 learning checkups. Every child who performs a learning checkup will get a voucher for a free family pass to the Creative Discovery Museum.
Families who don't have the opportunity to go out and purchase a lot of books, perhaps, or maybe they don't have the time to go to the library, still have the opportunity to add books to their home through the Imagination Library.
That's right. All week long, while we're at the mall, we will be doing enrollments for Imagination Library. That is only for children who are under the age of 5. But if you have a child in your home who is under the age of 5, you can bring them out to one of the evening events or to the Saturday event, and we will sign you up for Imagination Library if you are not already receiving those books. And children through Imagination Library, which United Way of Greater Chattanooga exclusively provides and funds in Hamilton County, Marion County, Catoosa, Dade, and Walker counties, a child gets a free book every month up until their 5th birthday. And, you know, that's awesome. These are great books. And if you went to a store and purchased these books, you'd be spending anywhere from $5 to $8 to $15 for these books. But you're getting them at home every month for free, and kids love it. Children are so excited because it has their name on the book when it's mailed to them. And they know that once a month they're going to get a book, and they'll just run to the mailbox, and they're so excited. And it's like, I have my book, I have my book. And that's just sort of like another brick in the foundation of getting kids to love reading, to being lifelong readers, and then to becoming good students.
And each of the books in the Imagination Library are age appropriate when they're sent.
That's right. They are sent according to your child's age at that time based on the information, you know, you fill out in the application form. It's all based on how many months old the child is, and so there's a special book for each month.
The Imagination Library is also absolutely free to the families.
That's right. It does not cost the applicants anything. United Way of Greater Chattanooga, as part of their focus on education, funds Imagination Library in this region.
All of the activities during Read Across Chattanooga are free and open to the public.
That's right. Everything is free and open to the public because we want all children to have an opportunity to participate in Read Across Chattanooga and to get to enjoy Dr. Seuss and the fun of reading Dr. Seuss books.
Read Across Chattanooga is happening at the center stage at Hamilton Place Mall each evening, March 4th through the 7th. with readers sharing the stories from 6 to 7 p.m. The birthday party for Dr. Seuss is Saturday, March 8th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Community partners will provide family-friendly activities as readers share the whimsical stories of Dr. Seuss. All events during Read Across Chattanooga are free and open to the public. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.